You've lifted the trophy. How did that feel?
Fantastic.
Did it?
Absolutely fantastic, yeah. It's been a long time coming. We've had to wait years and years. We've just not quite got over the line. But feels very good to finally do it.
I mean, yesterday, last week, there was the serious injury to Julius Ndene and a loss in horrendous conditions. I mean, as a player, as a forward, what was that like to play in?
It was very tough. I've not played in conditions like that for a long time, actually. The wind was just ruined the game, really. But I think we came out of the game just obviously wanting Julius to be well and to make sure that he recovered. But the game itself was one of those where it was almost in the lap of the gods, really, in terms of chances and things like that, because the wind plays such a big part off set pieces and things like that. So it was a frustrating one. Obviously, we didn't want to lose the unbeaten streak, but unfortunately, we did. And here we are today, I think.
Celebrating. They put together a makeshift side today, his back's against the wall. Really played well against a brutal side that were playing for something. So, you know, what was it like to play in that today?
Tough. They're a very, very good side, as you can see from what they've shown today. It was tough. Everybody knew that got to put a shift in today. We'd obviously got threadbare squad, but we knew we'd just got to. We didn't want to come in and celebrate afterwards, having lost the game. So it was important for us today to put in a real shift, knowing that we were players down, and to work really hard and try and get a result out of the game against a very tough side who were there challenging to go second today. So they were coming here to try and beat us, and make no bones about it. So it was just important today that everybody put a shift in, and everybody did do that. You could see you don't come out of that game today with a point if everybody hasn't put a shift in. So it was tough, but we've obviously got a big game on Tuesday as well.
Few niggles out there, though. We could see Groke having to go at the referee. I think you'd had a word with him a couple of times. What was it that was knocking you? Is it just the amount of fouls that they were committing that were going unpunished?
I think it was the consistency from him, if I'm completely honest. There were some things that he was giving at times, and then other times he was letting it go. And then there were spells where there'd be what I thought were poor fouls, and it'd be the same player three or four times, and then he'd not do anything about it. So it was getting a bit frustrating, and it was building up, and then he just started handing yellow cards out for nothing in the end, because you went to speak to him about a decision that he'd made. So it's frustrating.
Well, we got a referee with us, a former referee, and Dave described him as absolutely pathetic. So yeah, I think that kind of sums it up. But listen, you are sitting top of the goal scoring charts at the moment, and yeah. The good news for you is that Sefton Gonzalez has been sent off, so therefore we'll get a ban. So I think, Steve-O, that you could get the ball at your feet next week and just run with freedom, mate, because I think you've got it.
I hope so. You know, you just never know. It's one of them leagues where somebody scores three in a weekend, you're sitting there, you're thinking it could be a bit tight in the end. But obviously, we've got, I don't know how far clear, I know I'm one clear of Sefton, but I don't know who the next person is that's below him. But it's
Dan Tricky Smith.
Is that who
no,
it is?
No, I'm just joking. But he's injured anyway, so it doesn't matter.
I think I need one more goal.
And you come very, very close with that one where you trademark cut in, dip the shoulder, bend the shot just inches wide of the far post.
Thought it was in, if I'm honest.
So did we. I think he had started calling it.
I'd almost run off celebrating.
So this has probably been your best season, is that fair to say?
Without a shadow of a doubt, yeah.
What was the difference? Because we saw you last season and you'd carried a lot of niggles. you know, in your own words, you weren't as fit as you'd like to have been. Yeah. So what, at the end of last season, did Rob Stevenson say to himself to get him into the form of his life, which he's been this season?
If I'm being totally honest, I'd at the end of last season, I was going to stop playing. It was only probably because of the chairman and Gricey that I came back to have a bit of a chat with the chairman in the summer, because I was all for just packing it in. I'd have so many injuries, little niggly ones that took a long time to get back from. I didn't feel like I was getting fitter. It was just a real struggle. And then obviously I was frustrated last year because I wasn't playing consistently. So I was very close to just saying, I'm done with it. So I've got to thank Gricey and obviously John for convincing me to stay, really. And then obviously I've had to put in a lot of work over the summer to try and get myself to a position where I'm as fit as I can be. And I think testament goes to Josh, because we've trained and it's been a lot of focus on fitness and making sure that we can go for 97, 98 minutes. And it's just made a big difference. I mean, the confidence, it feeds into your game. And when you're playing well and you're scoring goals, you just feel like you're going to turn up every week and you feel like you're going to create something out of nothing. And I think it's been, I think the confidence is just built during the season. I've scored goals here in certainly in chunks, and the hat tricks obviously breed confidence as well. So I think it's a culmination of being as fit as I possibly can be and putting that work in over the pre-season.
And you scored a wonder goal against South Shields, which I had to listen to on the radio really disappointingly, but they did describe it perfectly well. And that, does that give you the confidence then that Rob Stevenson can compete at a higher level because you run South Shields ragged?
I think I'm more than capable of playing at a higher level. There's no doubt about that. If I'm as fit as I can be, I've played at the level above 5-6 years ago. So I don't doubt that I can do that. I've got to make sure that I put the work in to ensure that I'm fit enough to play at that level and do the same as what I've done this pre-season. I've got to do that this coming pre-season. So if I put the work in, there's no doubt I'm capable of playing at that level. And I think I'm more than capable. I mean, I'd set myself a target of 15 goals now for next year. So I think it's there. I'm just going to make sure that I do the hard work over the summer, which I will do.
Well, listen, you have given us an absolutely belting season to commentate on, and deservedly you are going to be the leading goal scorer of League Town, and we're absolutely convinced the Northern Premier League West Division. So listen, from Mullins Radio Sport, you have given us some cracking entertainment this year, and thanks for everything you've done.
Oh, thank you very much. Much appreciated, James.
That is Rob Stevenson live on Mullins Radio Sport for your Saturday week, bearing down on 6 o'clock, and we better take a few messages from our sponsors.
The very best music. Your number one local station across North Staffordshire and South Cheshire.